And now for our weekly visit with the good Dr. Watson. Let's see if he's waiting for us.
Good evening, Mr. Phone.
Oh, good evening, Doctor. Playing the phonograph, I see.
Yes, my boy. And that particular melody has some very potent memories for me. Here, I'll turn the thing off. You haven't come here to listen to a Mozart sonata. You want a story, don't you, young fellow, lad?
That's right, Doctor.
Well, let's sit down.
All right.
That's better. Now I'll tell you one.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Began in Vienna in 1889, many, many years before the insane house painter named Schicklgruber had converted that gay city into a place of fear and oppression.
And what were you and Sherlock Holmes doing there, Doctor? Just taking a trip?
Mr. Foreman, in those early days of our association, we didn't have the time or the money for just taking trips. No, we were in Vienna because Holmes had been engaged in certain highly important investigations. We were staying in a charming little pension inhabited by students and musicians. And on the night this story began, we'd finished dinner and had returned to our room. I was busy making some notes on the investigation we'd just concluded. And Holmes was scraping away at his beloved violin.
Confound it. What's wrong? Why can't I get it?
Oh, it sounds very pretty to me.
Pretty, really, old chap. An amateur. And a heavy-fingered one at that. Listen to this. Sounds like a fiddler at an Irish wake.
Oh, take it easy, Holmes. Take it easy. There's no need to fling the violin down like that.
What's an old chap? Why, with all your other excellent qualities, are you not a pianist?
What's a piano got to do with it?
In this case, everything. There's a piano in this room, and if you could play it, the Mozart sonata I'm struggling with might have some meaning. Come in. Oh, good evening, Fräulein. You wish to see me?
You are Herr Sherlock Holmes.
That is my name.
Then you are. I wish to see you. I'm Leo Uhlenstein. I live here in this pension.
How do you do? This is my friend, Dr. Watson.
How do you do, Herr Doctor?
I'm very glad to meet you, my dear.
Fräulein Uhlenstein, may I pay my tribute to the brilliance of your piano playing? You have the exact precision of phrasing that Mozart demands.
How do you know of me?
Both Dr. Watson and I were present at the command performance you gave at the Imperial Court a fortnight ago.
Hey, Julius, I knew I'd seen you somewhere before. My friend was just expressing the need of a pianist as you walked in, young lady. Perhaps the...
Oh,
the
I'm
two
sorry.
Of you...
I do not play with amateurs.
Amateurs? Well, really...
I do not mean to be rude. It's just that my life is dedicated to my professional career.
I quite understand, Fräulein. And now, please tell me, what can I do to help you? I must presume you have come to see me in my professional capacity.
Jawohl. That is correct, Herr Holmes. Though I realize to a great detective like you, my problem must seem quite trivial. I am being blackmailed by a man in this pension. He is Sándor Arpádi, a Hungarian painter who lives in the studio upstairs.
Sándor Arpádi. Yes, I think I've heard of him.
Since 2 months now, ever since he knew my secret, he's come to me for money and... Today, he told me he must have 250 gulden, or he will go to the police. I have not that much money. Herr Holmes, please to tell me what I shall do.
Just what hold does he have over you?
My brother, Karl, he got into some trouble here, and the police were looking for him, but he ran away to München, as you say, Munich, and Sander Arpadi knew of this. He was a friend of mine, so I thought. When this trouble came on my brother, I turned to Sander for help. Smuggle Carl out of the country, and he turned on me for blackmail. He's a bad man. I wish he was dead.
Most blackmailers are cowards at heart. I think Dr. Watson and I will call on the gentleman. By the way, does he have any written evidence of your brother's crime?
Yeah, he has his address in Munich. I show Sándor a letter from him when he first go there, and he keep the letter. He'll not give it back to me.
And if he gave the police your brother's address, they'd arrest him, eh?
They would, of course.
Yes.
Herr Holmes... Will you please to tell me what I should do? I cannot go on this way. My music
now,
is...
Now, Fräulein,
simply...
calm yourself. I shall be most happy to help you, and if you will lead the way, we'll see how persuasive we can be with Sándor Arpádi.